Hey everybody, Josh Peck here. Well, I wanted to talk to you today about the upcoming eclipse. A lot of people have had questions about it, so I just wanted to give everybody kind of a crash course on it, what it might mean prophetically, if anything, and how we as Christians should look at these kinds of things. So we'll just jump right into it. So some practical facts. It is a, if you've never heard of this, there's a total solar eclipse that will occur on April 8th of this year. And the path of the eclipse will travel through portions of the states of Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. So massive. It's being projected that this eclipse will be the most viewed astronomical event in the entire history of our country. So that is extremely significant. And in fact, more than 30 million Americans will simply be able to walk outside of their homes and experience this eclipse. Here's a quote from Kelly Korick, who is a NASA program manager for the 2024 solar eclipse. And she said this in a news conference at the American Geophysical Union conference, quote, "This is going to be the most populated eclipse in the U.S. within 31.5 million people able to just walk outside of their homes and experience this event." So pretty fascinating. Those that are in the direct path of the eclipse will actually discover that the air temperature will suddenly become about 10 degrees cooler once the moon is fully blocking the sun. So that's a huge difference. Now let's look at some of the stranger facts about this. The path of the American eclipse of 2024 will cross the United States on the very first day on the modern Hebrew calendar. Now, I know a lot of you guys that follow me, you know that we also look at the Dead Sea Scroll calendar, the original biblical calendar. And I did look on the dates for these, and besides, like, it's on the sixth day of unleavened bread. I don't know if that has any kind of special significance or anything. And then the other dates I looked at and couldn't really find anything. But there are times in the Bible, specifically during Jesus' crucifixion and stuff, where he, I mean, mostly stuff got fulfilled on the Dead Sea Scroll calendar, but there were times where even on the Jewish calendar at the time, some things were fulfilled. And, one way to look at that is, well, sometimes Jesus will just meet you where you are. And so I kind of look at it like that. And actually, that might be a really cool video to do someday to break all that down. So it occurs on the first year on the modern Hebrew calendar. It might be significant, maybe not. If you put the path of the Great American Eclipse of 2024 coming this April, the path of the what was called the Ring of Fire solar eclipse of October 14th, 2023, and the path of the Great American Eclipse of 2017, if you put all of those on a map, they combine to form a giant Paleo-Hebrew Aleph over America, which that's kind of interesting. Now, if you just put the path of the Great American Eclipses of 2024 and 2017 on a map, they form a giant Paleo-Hebrew Tav over America, or to us, it looks like a giant X. So the center of the Paleo-Hebrew Tav forms a giant X that falls directly over the New Madrid fault zone, which is interesting. The path of this is interesting here. So this isn't the first time we've seen this. The path of a solar eclipse that occurred on June 16th, 1806, combined with the path of a solar eclipse that occurred on September 17th, 1811, also formed a giant X over the New Madrid fault zone. And what's really weird about that is 3 months after the solar eclipse that happened on September 17th, 1811. So 3 months after that big X was formed over the Madrid fault line, a series of absolutely enormous earthquakes began to happen on the New Madrid fault. So there's a so the New Madrid earthquakes were the biggest earthquakes in American history. They occurred in the central Mississippi Valley, but were felt as far away as New York City, Boston, Montreal, and Washington, D.C. President James Madison and his wife Dolly felt them in the White House. Church bells rang in Boston. From December 16, 1811 through March of 1812, there were over 2,000 earthquakes in the central Midwest and between 6,000 and 10,000 earthquakes in the Bootheel of Missouri, where New Madrid is located near the junction of Ohio and Mississippi River. In the known history of the world, no other earthquakes have lasted so long or produced so much evidence of damage as the New Madrid earthquakes. Three of the earthquakes are on the list of America's top earthquakes. The first one was December 16, 1811, which was a magnitude of 8.1 on the Richter scale. The second one was on January 23, 1812, which was at a 7.8. And the third was on February 7, 1812, as much as 8.8. magnitude on a Richter scale. So absolutely mind-blowing. And, you know, we know that Jesus says one of the signs to look for, one of these, you know, birth-paying signs or taros or, you know, whatever, one of the signs to look for his return is earthquakes in diverse places. And it does seem like those are increasing. So last time we had this formation from this eclipse, that happened. Could that happen again? You know, we don't know. But the next total solar eclipse visible from the United States will not happen until 2044. So that's a long ways off. And even that one, the path of that total solar eclipse, it only touches three states. So not anywhere near the magnitude of what's coming in April. Now, something else that this might be a little off in left field, but Disease X was a name given to a possible future pathogen that could emerge, named by scientists at the World Health Organization. And some have made the connection that two of these eclipses that are 7 years apart, which that's an interesting number prophetically, these two that form an X over the country, that maybe that X is a sign of this disease X thing. Now, one thing, though, is it's really important to point out that unless the eclipse followed the exact same path as the previous one and did not deviate or intersect at all, then no matter what, it would naturally produce an X pattern somewhere on the globe just naturally, because there's no other way to form two lines. You know, you can have two lines that are just totally parallel or right on top of each other, but any deviation, I mean, you're gonna get an X. So either way, this was already likely to form an X somewhere. But the location is interesting and the history is interesting. So I only wanted to bring up the Disease X thing because some people have brought it up and have asked about it. I think it's kind of a stretch, but you never know. You never know. Now, Genesis 1:14 says, "Then God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years." So the word signs there comes from the Hebrew word ot, which can mean a distinguishing mark, banner, remembrance, miraculous sign, omen, or a warning. So some have said that this eclipse is a sign that something miraculous, like a revival or something like that, is coming, while others interpret it as being a warning or like a harbinger or a bad omen from God. While we're told that the lights in the sky are for a number of things, including signs, I do not believe on this side of it that we can say exactly what it will mean. I mean, if it means anything, could just be a natural occurrence that happens that is going to be interesting to look at, and it's going to be historic. But if it is signifying something on this side of it, I don't think that we can determine exactly what that is. I don't think we have enough information. Now, afterwards, if something happens, then we'll know. But beforehand, I don't think that we can predict anything for sure. But it is something that I think is good to keep our eyes on, keep watchful over. And of course, if anything, this should inspire us to get in the Word, study prophecy. And, you know, there are astronomical events, prophetic events that occur in the Bible that seem that might have some connections with things like blood moons and eclipses and things like that. So it's a good thing for us to keep an eye on. I personally wouldn't just throw it all out and say, nah, nothing's going to happen. Everything's just going to go as it was, because, you know, we're warned against that in the Bible, having that kind of attitude. But I also don't want to jump off the deep end on any one of these theories and say, well, that's definitely the one. It's definitely going to be earthquakes, or it's definitely going to be disease X, or, you know, it's definitely going to be a revival or a coming war, or, you know, any number of other ideas that are out there floating around online. So personally, I think it's, again, good to be careful about these things. It's good to study. Definitely should study. But it's good to be, you know, careful, cautious, and just entertain possibilities that fall in line with scripture, and we'll just see if they pan out when they do. You know, and always, it's always good to, you know, have some stuff stored up just in case, because even if this isn't anything prophetic, I mean, you never know when, you know, a tornado could be coming through your town, or a flood, or, you know, any kind of natural disaster. It's always good to have some extra, you know, survival supplies on hand, just in case you need to go through an extended period of time without any help or without any rescue. So that's always a good thing to do too. That's something that's, you know, a little bit outside of prophetic things. That's just good practical advice. Now, I do want to get into some updates for the channel and things that have been going on. So for those of you who don't know, and if you're brand new to this channel, please subscribe and turn on all notifications. It really does help us out. And a lot of people have been telling me they haven't been notified when I upload a new video, and I upload pretty frequently. So just double check, make sure you're subscribed, and make sure all your notifications are turned on. Now, because we constantly get shadow banned and censored over and over again, I mean, this has been going on for years. Because of that, it's incredibly difficult to grow this channel, which is why I'm still, I mean, I was stuck at 24,000 for a really long time. I just crossed over to 25,000, but this is technically my second or third channel. I think it's my third, because my first channel had 70 or 80,000 and YouTube deleted it, just deleted the whole thing, and I was never able to get it back, and I wasn't given a reason why. It was right after, so what happened is right after my son was going through, he was 5 years old, he was going through cancer treatment. He's in remission now, but I mean, my very first documentary project, I made a mini doc about just what he has to go through, what things he's dealing with. And I posted it on YouTube, and then YouTube deleted it, and then they deleted that. And then I had to have... and then they shut down the channel for a while, and I had to ask everybody on YouTube to please write into YouTube and tell them they made a mistake. They did restore it, but then shortly after that, I did a video about there was this trend, and I guess it still is a trend, but there's this trend called Christian witchcraft, which is obviously an oxymoron. And I put that up. And I didn't insult anybody. I wasn't bullying anybody. I was just saying, hey, like, according to the Bible, according to, you know, even just Christian orthodoxy, like, this is not a thing. Like, there's no such thing as Christian witchcraft. It's just witchcraft. That's all it is. You can't just attach Christian to it and think that it's okay. That was the whole premise of the video. I didn't call anybody out personally, but they used that as an excuse to totally delete that channel, and that's when I was never able to get it back. That was the one that had somewhere between 70 and 80,000 subscribers. Wasn't ever able to get that back, so I had to start this one. I started two other ones. This one in a like a Daily Renegade. Well, actually, this one I had already had for just the Sharpening Report. Then I had to start a new Daily Renegade one. The Daily Renegade one, they would not let that grow at all, and I ended up abandoning that. I gave that to a friend of mine, because I got like 5 or 6,000 subscribers, whereas this channel already had, at the time, and this was years ago, at the time, 18,000. So just the fact that I've only been able to manage to get to 25,000 now, you know, I mean, it's still they're shadow banning and censoring us. So all that to say, when that channel got deleted, I created Daily Renegade, which is a place where we can all go to watch videos that I produce, and you don't have to worry about censorship, because they don't censor. It's through a company called Uscreen, and we have to do it membership only. We have to do it through memberships to make sure that it's not shadow banned or censored or anything like that. We can't just have it open source for everybody, and also it helps filter out a lot of the trolls. Because we have a community tab on there. So it basically works like the video section of the website works a lot like YouTube, just without the censorship. But it's really easy to use. You can find any video that you want really easily. You can comment. You can make your own profile on this thing. Because there's a community tab as well that works a lot like Facebook. So dailyrenegade.com is kind of a combination of YouTube and Facebook, the best parts of it, without the censorship and without the trolling and all that stuff. Because trolls are pathetic. They're not going to pay their own money to go and troll somebody on some website when they can do it for free on YouTube. So that's when we created Daily Renegade, why it's a membership only. But the good news is, if you want to be a part of it, it's only $10 a month or $100 a year. And I suggest getting the $100 a year because you essentially get 2 months for free. It's cheaper in the long run. Also, it really helps. It helps continue doing what we do. You know, we're trying to spread, the good news. We're trying to spread the gospel. We're trying to spread good prophetic interpretations of scripture instead of I take a literal approach where what's really popular now is more of a anything goes, everything's a symbol kind of approach. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people are stuck in that mindset. Now, there are symbols in the Bible, but that's a whole rabbit trail I won't go down. But I want to give proper interpretations of the Bible, of prophecy, and put that out there for everybody and not be silenced. So the best place to do that is dailyrenegade.com. Also, there you get videos. Unless I do an update video like this, you always get videos in advance because I always post Daily Renegade first. But my sharpening report episodes go, and I talk about prophecy and the Book of Enoch and sleep paralysis and aliens and all sorts of stuff from a solid biblical worldview. I like talking about the weirder stuff that most churches won't talk about. You get those videos, if you're a member, you get those videos 2 weeks in advance. So the one that I just put up is not, the half of it is going to air on YouTube for free in 2 weeks, but people that have a membership have access to that video right now. And we've got some really exciting videos coming up that I think you guys are really going to enjoy. So head on over to dailyrenegade.com and get a membership today. There's a lot of reason to. And the community tab is really cool because it's the best way that people can, you guys can all fellowship with each other. You can fellowship with me. You know, I'm active on there quite a bit. And I want to treat it like almost like an online church environment where we can actually fellowship. You know, I've done a lot of conferences. I've spoken at a lot of conferences. And the number one thing that I hear people say is, I love going to these things because I can't talk about this stuff in my church. And I've heard, and I felt like that too. I felt like that too. I've had that experience. I'm sure all of you have as well. You know, you're sitting in church and you're doing what's right. You're not forsaking the fellowship. But if you have a question about the Nephilim or about aliens, you know, the pastor might not know, or even worse, he might act like he knows and doesn't really, or just brush you off and say, you know, why are you asking silly questions like that? It's like, well, because they're not silly. Those aren't silly questions. And I personally am not a huge fan of churches like that. And not everybody is into the weird stuff. So those churches do have a place. But for people like us, we want something more. We want something. We want to know the truth of these weird things that happen in our world. And at Daily Renegade, it's a totally safe place for that. We discuss all sorts of different things there, and it's a lot of fun. And you know, everybody's just happy and loving. And it's you know, you're not just signing up for a membership. You're joining a family. And you'll never be asked to do anything too. That's the other thing I've noticed about a lot of churches. It's like whenever, if I go to a new church, more times than not, I get approached after a couple weeks asking me to do like extracurricular stuff. And you know, I know churches need help and stuff like that, but to me, it's like, man, I don't have time. I have 5 kids. I already work in full-time ministry. I just don't want to. I don't want to sing in the choir. I don't want to help out on the school bus, you know, or the church bus. You know, I don't want to run programs. I'm just not the guy for that. I just want to hear what you have to say every Sunday and fellowship with you guys, and we'll see you next week, you know? So at Daily Renegade, you're never going to be asked to do anything. And you know, I say like a church because it's not a church. It's not a 501c3. I'm not into that for a lot of reasons. Mainly, I just don't want the government to tell me what I can and can't say. So it's an LLC. It's a company. It has to be so that we have the freedom that we can say whatever we want. So, once again, if that sounds appealing to you, dailyrenegade.com. Another thing that I wanted to tell you about, there is an awesome on-demand prophecy conference that you can have access to right now. It's called the Orlando Prophecy Summit by our very good friends at Prophecy Watchers. So if you're familiar with people like Gary Stearman and L.A. Marzulli and people like that, that whole crowd that actually I'm going to be joining very soon, hopefully within the next couple of weeks, I'll be moving to Oklahoma. To go work at Prophecy Watchers, which I'm really excited about. I'm thrilled about. But they just did their Orlando Prophecy Summit, and it's all available on demand. You can have access to all of the speakers right now. So even if you go live, even if you were able to make it there live, a lot of times speakers will speak at the same time as each other in different rooms, and you got to pick and choose. Well, with the on demand option, you don't have to do that. You have access to all of them. And I actually got a special promo code from you for you, too, from Prophecy Watchers. So signing up is really easy. You just head over to the link in the description below. I could read it out, but it's a little long. It'll be easier if you just go click on the link in the description below this and sign up with the promo coupon code. This is all one word, PECORLANDO24. PECORLANDO24, all one word, and all the instructions are in the description below. And then you'll have full access to all videos and speakers now, actually, because they're available now. So if you want more information on the conference, the speakers, and the topics, you can go to OrlandoProphecySummit.com or just ProphecyWatchers.com, and you can get some information there. Let's see. We do have a word from our sponsor, but I'm probably going to end this video with that. So, you know, another thing I mentioned that we have, I mentioned the Dead Sea Scroll calendar. If you're not familiar with what that is, it differs from the modern Hebrew calendar because it's actually the calendar that the Bible uses. Like, it's the exact calendar pieced together from the Dead Sea Scrolls that the original Jewish believers that you read about in the Old Testament and stuff, they used this calendar. And I've tested this calendar against everything from Genesis to Revelation, and I have not found a mistake. It uses this calendar. Well, we have a print version of that available. It's a wall calendar where you get the, not only do you get the Dead Sea Scroll calendar, but you also get the regular calendar so you can match up the days and you can see, like, you can see, okay, like, so today's March 6th. Well, what day would that be on the original calendar? And you can use this as a study tool. You can, I mean, this helps out with prophecy. It one big thing that it answered for me was, well, the two witnesses, because this is a debate. Do the two witnesses come in the first half or the second half of the tribulation? Well, using this calendar, because there's something called a leap week, the way that we have a leap day, they had a leap week. They had that every 5 or 6 years. Because of that one detail that scripture doesn't, you know, the Bible doesn't lay it out for us like that, but because of that one detail that's not explained anywhere else, we can determine it absolutely has to be the first half. And the reason for that, that would take a long time to get into, but I do write about that in my book, Lost Prophecies of Qumran, which you can find on Amazon or prophecywatchers.com, lots of other places. But we have a print version of that calendar available, and we make these available every year. So if you want that, click in the description below and you'll find it. If you want the URL, it's kind of long, but it's www.createphotocalendars.com/shop/ancient Dead Sea Scroll calendar. So that's a little bit long of a URL, but it's in the description below, so you can go check that out. Also, I mentioned so some things that we're trying to raise some funds for. Obviously, Daily Renegade, because we want to get a TV app and a phone app built for you guys, which is going to make it even easier to use, but that costs money. So we need some help with that. But also, with us moving to Oklahoma. So the timing of this kind of worked out a little weird. So right now I work with Zach Drew at IGBY Ministries. And I originally planned, because we were looking at this house, this rental that we really liked in Oklahoma, and we thought, okay, that's going to be the one. So we started the process of applying for it and everything. And so it was looking like all of that was going to be able to be done by basically now. And so I told IGBY, like, I think my last day will probably be March 8th. And they said, okay. So that all got taken care of. Well, then the rental company for that house in Oklahoma just totally fell through. Like, they're horrible. Like, they have a 1.8 star rating on the BBB. Like, they're not a good company. And they haven't been communicating with us. They've been like losing our information. We've had to resend in things, and we can't get a hold of anybody. It's just been a nightmare. So we had to find a different house. And we did find one. This rental company is great. They've been awesome. We already got approved, and we already put a deposit down, so that's set. There's still some other things that need to happen. But the problem is with this one, because we had to wait a little bit longer. Also, this house had was going through some renovations, so we had to wait a little longer. I have a period of time now, because my last day is March 8th at IGBY. That's already set. Like, they can't. They've already moved on, made plans for something else, so they can't keep me there any longer. But I'm not going to be able to start my next job at Prophecy Watchers until after we move. And so there's a period of like 2 or 3 weeks where I'm not getting any income from anywhere except what I do at Daily Renegade and what I put online and stuff like that. So we're trying to raise money for that. And also, and like I said, I have 5 kids and, a wife and everything. And I really don't want to go get a job at a grocery store for a couple of weeks. So, and then lastly, something else that we're raising funds for is to help with the increasing medical care cost for my son Nathan. Now, he is in remission, meaning he is cancer free. He beat the leukemia. But the chemo absolutely ravaged his body, and we're trying to, and it's going to take years, but we're trying to build his body back up to normal health. So he still does have health issues, and we're taking an all natural route, because with something like that, that's what you want to do. The problem with that is it is so expensive. It's way, obviously, any supplements that are any good, and I'm not talking about just supplements that you get from Walmart. I mean, a lot of that has garbage in it that's really not good for you. You gotta get the real stuff, and unfortunately, that stuff is very expensive. And health, there's no health insurance available for that, so we're paying out of pocket for all that stuff, and he needs it, like he needs it, especially if we want to make sure that the cancer never comes back. So for all of those things, I got another link in the description below. If you want to donate and help us out, it's also on the homepage of dailyrenegade.com, but it's just paypal.me/Josh Peck Disclosure. Really easy. So if you care to help with any of that, I would love it. But one of the best ways is, if you were planning on giving 10 or 100 bucks anyway, why not get yourself a membership while you're at it? Because then you could be part of the community, and that really helps us out too. So I think that's pretty much it for the updates. The last thing, and I'll go ahead and put the commercial at the end, but the last thing is financially. So later on today, I've got a video going up about what's coming this, well, March, this month, and June, between March and June, or April or June. What's coming up in the next couple months that could be extremely devastating financially for everybody. And it's really important. I really want you guys to check that video out. If you're a member at Daily Renegade, you have the video now. But if you're not, it's premiering on YouTube and Rumble at 7 p.m. Central Time today, March 6th. I'll try to be in the chat there and talk to people. So if on YouTube, Rumble doesn't have a chat option for premieres yet, but YouTube does. So or yeah, YouTube does. So I'll try to be in the chat there. If people want to check that out. I have a guest on who's a financial expert and a prophecy expert too. His name's Terry Sacca. We've had him on lots of times before. But what he offers through his, it's technically a company, just like Daily Renegade is technically a company, but he runs it like a ministry, like I run Daily Renegade. But it's called Cornerstone Asset Metals. And I know a lot of people, because I'm like this, right when you hear buy gold or silver, you immediately think scam. And me too. And you should. Like, that's good. There's one company I trust, only one. I haven't vetted every single company. There could be other good ones out there, but unfortunately, like a lot of the ones that even the ones that say they're Christians, a lot of them are they'll just rip people off. They'll charge you way too much for silver because they're trying to make as much of a profit as they can. Terry doesn't run it that way. He runs it more of a like a ministry effort because he's trying to help his brothers and sisters in Christ. And so I want you to watch the interview and make your own decision. I have a lot of videos with Terry Sacca, so you can get to know him. But I've known him for years. Him and his company, I mean, they have like because like they have like financial information on me that if they really wanted to, like they could have totally messed me up like 100 times over, and they haven't. They've been totally upstanding. For me, they've passed the test like more times than one for sure. And they're extremely fair, and I just absolutely love them. They're brothers and sisters in Christ. But the good thing is we can finally be free from this satanic beast financial banking system with their corrupted fiat currency, and we can protect our assets with Christians just like you and me. So it's cornerstoneassetmetals.com, or you can call 888-747-3309 to register for free information. And if you do, and they're not salesmen. They're not going to be pushy with you. You can just call and just ask them questions. You can even ask them questions about prophecy if you want. Like they're all into the Nephilim stuff like we are. Like they'll know what you're talking about. Yeah, you can go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com, or again, that number is 888-747-3309 for some free information. They're not going to be pushy. And when you do, if you could tell them or click that, where you heard about us, click, Josh Peck Daily Renegade in the How Did You Hear About Us drop-down menu. And Terry, Cornerstone's even offered to pay your shipping or IRA account opening fees, which is pretty phenomenal. So again, they're not going to be pushy with you. They just want to help and no pressure, but it's something that you can do that will protect your assets against what might be coming. So again, watch that interview tonight. And I think with that's probably it. So I'm going to call it here. Hopefully that was informative and helpful for you. Love you all so much, and until next time, take care and God bless.
Concerning the economically unstable times that we live in, it is a great idea to convert some of your savings into real money. Now, there is a big difference between real money and what we call money, which is actually just currency. So our dollar is currency, which fluctuates. Real money, on the other hand, like silver, for example, is a store of value over time. The best way to think of it is like this. If you had saved $1,000 in cash back in the late 60s, the late 1960s, that $1,000 would still be $1,000 technically, but it would buy you significantly less today due to inflation. Now, if you had saved that same $1,000 in silver back in the 1960s, today it would be worth around $28,000. So one of the best ways to protect your purchasing power is in real money, more specifically, silver. You can buy and have the metal shipped discreetly to your door, and what most people don't know is that you can actually convert your IRA or even a 401k into physical silver rather than having all of your life savings tied up in the paper fiat system, which is subject to hyperinflation. Go to dailyrenegade.com and click on the Cornerstone Assets Metals banner. This is the only company that I personally trust with this kind of thing. Click on that and sign up to get your free silver report today. One of the financial experts will speak with you to find out the best way to protect your savings going forward in these uncertain times.